I'm Lou Dobbs, and this is Thinking Independently. MSNBC saying that they aren't biased in a wing of the White House and the Democratic Party. Oh, then listen to this.
To the left, to the left. The Republicans lie. They want to see you dead.
The feeling most people get when they hear a Barack Obama speech, I felt this thrill going up my leg. I don't have that too often.
You start to wonder whether, in fact, the word socialist is becoming a code word, whether or not socialist is becoming the new N-word.
People who listen to Cornyn or Dobbs or fantasize with Beck about poisoning their way to a Democrat-free world.
Dick Cheney wants this country to get hit again for political gain.
This is racism straight up. That is nothing but a bunch of tea-bagging rednecks.
The illegal aliens take the kinds
immigrants,
of jobs they
immigrants.
Take.
Aliens come from outer space.
The right wing has a way of always having an enemy, whether it be immigrants or Arabs or brown-skinned people, black-skinned people, homosexuals, women. They all kind of rally around an enemy, an other, that they can get mad at.
All thanks to the total, mindless, morally bankrupt, knee-jerk, fascistic hatred without which Michelle Malkin would just be a big mashed-up bag of meat with lipstick on it.
I think some of the people are upset because we have a black president.
Sometimes I think they want Obama to get shot. I do.
There must have been music to the ears of Anita Dunn and lots of other people. It's just horrible. I mean, it's just horrible. If this were being, you know, it is a mark of the times that that kind of language is found unremarkable by the national liberal media. But if you focus on any other issue of substance and seriousness, oh my gosh, you have just violated the orthodoxy and you have to fall in line, because there is a line, folks, and it is the party line, the Obama line.